City Council, District 7 candidate. If you live in District 7, the only candidate is Larry Wright Sr., who holds the seat now. Vote for him or write in another name in the November election. There was no response from candidate Larry Wright Sr. City Council, District 8 candidates. If you live in District 8, vote in the November election for one of two candidates profiled here. There is no primary for the District 8 seat. The first District 8 candidate is Courtney Banks McLaughlin. Experience: raised in Detroit, a military brat, earned degrees in business administration and human resource management. Work in the school system and have 15-plus years of management, budgeting, strategic planning, and community involvement with groups serving the elderly, veterans, homeless, and youth. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? I'm a wife, mother, and citizen dedicated to bettering my family and community. I listen to the concerns of citizens. I am equipped to lead, strategize, and execute. My community needs and deserves a change. New leader, new vision. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is necessary. It provides economic benefits and a diverse workforce for our community and promotes social and economic integration. Increasing affordable living can decrease crime and homelessness. By continuing to partner with the community and homeowners, and providing lower interest loans or grants, we can encourage companies to improve and reconstruct homes. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Creating employment for young people gives students an advantage, which allows them to get a jump start in the workforce. This is also beneficial for business, communities, and families. Young people will be given the opportunity to gain experience and knowledge through employment. Partnering with local business owners would be ideal, especially small businesses. Should Fayetteville establish a police community oversight board with investigatory and disciplinary powers? Law enforcement put their lives on the line daily to protect our communities, but many people are afraid and intimidated because of so much scandal and police brutality. To create transparency for citizens and law enforcement, I'm for the oversight board. This will allow law enforcement to build public trust and gain insight on people's concerns. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate-warming gases in North Carolina by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? Our climate is being threatened, which affects our agriculture, public health, and natural landscape. This affects the way we live and adapt. I don't have a degree in chemistry or agriculture, but I do know that to live a healthy life, we must protect our planet. I commend Governor Cooper and his administration for this proposal. The second District 8 candidate is Ted Moen. Experience and qualifications: current mayor pro tem, 5-term city council member, U.S. Army warrant officer retired, inclusive leadership style, open and transparent voting record, FAMPO Transportation Policy Board member, 9-plus years, member of Cumberland County City United, your voice at City Hall. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Very important. Continue working with community partners. Continue leveraging public and private partnerships. Our CHODOs and Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, funds are important to maintaining and increasing our affordable housing stock. We have 50 new units being built on Bunce and Old Bunce Road. We have 272 units being built at the old Groveview Terrace location. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Jobs are important regardless of age or ethnicity. I'll continue to work with the Greater Fayetteville Chamber to encourage additional companies to locate here. Local vocational training could be key to additional jobs. Fayetteville Tech Community College, FTCC, is key to this type of local training. Encourage FTCC to expand their vocational training. Should Fayetteville establish a police community oversight board with investigatory and disciplinary powers? These relationships are extremely important. Chief Hawkins is outstanding. I support open and transparent government. This type board requires North Carolina General Assembly approval. There must be an agreement between members of our community and the PBA as to how this board would actually operate. I support having community discussions and engagements related to this subject. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in North Carolina by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? Reducing such emissions should be everyone's common goal. Setting goals are admirable. However, goals must be supported by actionable implementation strategies and sustainable revenues. I'm not familiar with Governor Cooper's proposal. I like the concept. Hard to unconditionally support something when I don't have enough background data to make an informed decision. And we'll take a break from the candidates to talk about same-day registration. If you miss the deadline to register, you may use same-day registration during early voting times. Ask the election official for a registration form, show an identifying document, and vote a ballot, all on the same day. You cannot use same-day registration on election day. The identifying document you show must be one of these, with your name and current address, a North Carolina driver's license, other government photo ID, student photo ID, along with a school document showing the student's address, a utility bill such as a cell phone, electric cable, etc., a bank statement or payroll stub, or a document from any government agency, a bill, permit, letter, etc. City Council District 9 candidates. If you live in District 9, vote in the November election for one of two candidates profiled here. There is no primary for the District 9 seat. There was no response from candidate Jim Arp. Yvonne Y. Kinston. Experience. I'm a mother and grandmother. 71st, Fay Tech and FSU graduate. Employed at AT&T Mobile. Employed at AT&T Mobility. Executive VP, CWA Local 3680. North Carolina AFL-CIO board member. Honored with many awards. Appointed by Governor Cooper to North Carolina Commission on Volunteerism and Community Service. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? I've served on several boards and have a strong work ethic and know how to ask hard questions while being transparent and honest. I'll be a voice for the people and think about our future and the future of children and grandchildren. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Being able to obtain safe, stable, and appropriate housing provides a gateway to economic opportunity. Affordable housing must be a priority for Fayetteville. It is part of establishing a balanced foundation for the community, along with a livable wage, educational opportunities, quality child care, health care resources, and an adequate transportation system to serve the citizens. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? As a mother of African American youth, I understand the importance of increasing employment opportunities. Establish partnerships for career development and skills mentoring with local businesses, for youth in high school and graduates not attending college. Investing in job training with placement programs will improve the quality of life and make Fayetteville attractive for youth to stay. Should Fayetteville establish a police community oversight board with investigatory and disciplinary powers? Law enforcement has done a great job under the current leadership in Fayetteville. My initial focus would be to review taxpayers' cost to establish the board. How would board members be selected? Who would be represented? I would want to research this before I took a firm stand. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in North Carolina by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? We need public forums in District 9 so residents can learn about the facts and risks of emissions and can share their concerns. We have to reduce emissions while maintaining quality jobs for workers. We need a plan to address climate change and to transition to a clean energy economy that protects our communities. Fayetteville City Council districts by precincts and polling locations for Election Day. Some precincts have more than one City Council district, so voters living in the precinct may get different ballots. To see your own precinct and the city council district you live in, go to http://demnc.co/distr. Again, that's D like Delta, E like Echo, M as in Michael, N as in November, C as in Charlie, dot C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, /D as in Delta, I as in India, S as in Sierra, T like Tango, R like Romeo, or call 910-678-7733. I will list the precinct name, its code, the city council district, and then the precinct poll location where you can vote on election day. Precinct name, Aaron Hills. Code, AH49. City council districts, 6 and 7. Location, City of Fayetteville Fire Station 17 at 6701 Bailey Lake Road. Precinct name, Alman 1. G5A-1 is the code. City council district, 6 and 7. Church of the Nazarene at 1844 Rayconda Place. Precinct name, Alman 2. Code, G5A-2. City Council Districts, 6, 7, and 8. The West Regional Library at 7469 Century Circle. Precinct name, Brentwood. Code, G5C. City Council Districts, 6 and 7. Location, Aaron Lake Baptist Church, 1130 Bingham Drive. Precinct name, Cliffdale West 1. Code, CL57-1. City Council Districts, 7 and 8. Location, Bill Hefner Elementary School at 7059 Calamar Drive. Precinct, Cliffdale West 2. Code, CL57-2. City Council District 8. Location, Lake Rim Recreation Center at 1455 Hoke Loop Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 01. Code, CCO1. City Council District 2. Location, City of Fayetteville Fire Station 1 at 607 Person Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 02. Code, G1A. City Council District 2. Location, Culbreth Memorial United Methodist Church at 1813 Sloan Avenue. Precinct name, Cross Creek 03. Code, CCO3. City Council Districts 3, 4, and 9. Location, Alger B. Wilkins Elementary School at 1429 Skybow Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 04. Code, CCO4. District 2. Location, Lyons Civic Center Upper Level, 725 West Rowan Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 05. Code, CC05. District 2. Location, Ramsey Street High School at 117 Quincy Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 06. Code, CCO6. District 2. Location, Margaret Willis Elementary School, 1412 Belvedere Street. Cross Creek 07. Is the precinct? Code is CC07. District 5. Location, Snyder Memorial Baptist Church, 701 Westmont Drive. Precinct, Cross Creek 08. Code, CCO8. Districts 2 and 5. Location, Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, 1601 Rayford Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 09. Code, G2A. Districts 2 and 3. Location, Christ Village Resort and Conference Center at 3415 Green Valley Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 10. Code, CC10. Districts 2 and 5. Location, City of Fayetteville Fire Station 5, located at 3040 Boone Trail Extension. Precinct, Cross Creek 11. Code, G3B. District 2. Location, Massey Hill Recreation Center at 1612 Camden Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 12, Code CC12, District 5. Location, Van Story Elementary School at 400 Foxhall Road. Precinct name, Cross Creek 13, Code CC13, Districts 2 and 4. Location, Arthur D. Smith Recreation Center at 1520 Slater Avenue. Precinct, Cross Creek 14, Code CC14, Districts 5 and 9. Location, Kiwanis Recreation Center at 352 Devers Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 15, Code CC15, Districts 2 and 5. Location, Glendale Acres Elementary School at 2915 Skycrest Drive. Precinct, Cross Creek 16, Code CC16, District 3 and 4. Location is E.E. Smith High School at 1800 Seabrook Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 17, Code CC17, Districts 3 and 4. Location, West Area Elementary School at 941 Country Club Drive. Precinct, Cross Creek 18, Code CC18, District 2 and 5. Location, Max Abbott Middle School at 590 Winding Creek Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 19. Code CC19. District 2. Location, Teresa C. Berrien Elementary School at 800 North Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 20. Code G4B. Districts 2 and 5. Location, Bordeaux Branch Library at 3711 Village Drive. Precinct, Cross Creek 21, Code CC21, Districts 2 and 4. Location, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church at 3200 Scotty Hill Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 22, Code G2B, Districts 1 and 2. Location, Reed Ross Classical School at 3200 Ramsey Street. Precinct, Cross Creek 23-1, Code G2-C-1, District 1. Location, North Regional Library, 855 MacArthur Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 23-2, Code G2-C2, District 1. Location, Fayetteville Fire Station 19, 3841 Walsh Parkway. Precinct, Cross Creek 24, Code CC24, District 9. Location, Campground United Methodist Church, 4625 Campground Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 25, Code CC25, District 9. Location, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church at 6420 Morganton Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 26, Code CC26, Districts 4 and 9, Location, Morganton Road Elementary School at 102 Bonanza Drive. Precinct, Cross Creek 27, Code CC27, Districts 4 and 9, Location, Cliffdale Recreation Center at 6404 Cliffdale Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 28-1, Code G5-B-1, District 7. Location, John D. Fuller Recreation Center at 6627 Old Bunce Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 28-2, Code is G5-B-2, District 7. Location, City of Fayetteville Fire Station 8, 1116 71st School Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 29, Code CC29, District 7 and 9. Location, Ann Chestnut Middle School at 2121 Skybow Road. Precinct, Cross Creek 30, Code G4A, District 5, location Ireland Drive Middle School at 1606 Ireland Drive. Precinct Cross Creek 31, code CC31, City Council District 5, location Fayetteville Fire Station 12 at 911 Hope Mills Road. Precinct Cross Creek 32, code CC32, Districts 4 and 8, location Westover Recreation Center, 267 Bonanza Drive. Precinct Cross Creek 33, code CC33, Districts 3 and 4, location City of Fayetteville Fire Station 9 at 5091 Santa Fe Drive. Precinct Cross Creek 34, code CC34, Districts 5 and 9, location Church of the Open Door at 4445 Cliffdale Road. Precinct Cumberland 01A, code G8B. District 6, location E. Melvin Honeycutt Elementary School at 4665 Lakewood Drive. Precinct Cumberland 02, code CU02. Districts 5 and 6, location Sherwood Park Elementary School, 2115 Hope Mills Road. Precinct Cumberland 03, code G8C. Districts 5 and 6, location Cumberland Mills Elementary School at 2576 Hope Mills Road. Precinct Cumberland 04, code G8A. District 6, location John Griffin Middle School at 5551 Fisher Road. Precinct Eastover 01, code EO61-1. District 2, location Lebanon Baptist Church at 3329 Beard Road. Precinct Judson-Vander, code is G1B, District 2. Location, Vander Fire Department at 3509 Clinton Road. Precinct Lake Rim, code LR63, Districts 7 and 8. Location, City of Fayetteville Fire Station 11 at 7690 Rayford Road. Precinct Long Hill, code G2D, District 1. Location, Cedar Falls Baptist Church, 6181 Ramsey Street. Precinct Manchester, code G11B, Districts 1, 3, and 8. Location W.T. Brown Elementary School at 2522 Andrews Church Road. Precinct Montebello, code MB62, District 7. Location E.E. Miller Recreation Center at 1347 Rim Road. Precinct Morganton Road 02, code MR02, Districts 4 and 8, location Benjamin Martin Elementary School at 430 North Riley Road. Precinct Pierce's Mill 2B, code G3A-2, District 2, location Manna Church, 3744 Legion Road. Precinct Pierce's Mill 3, code G3C, District 2. Location Board of Education Administrative Office, 2465 Gillespie Street. Precinct Stedman, code G6A, District 2. Location is Stedman Community Building, 335 First Street, Stedman. Precinct Stony Point 01, code is G10C, District 6, location Stony Point Recreation Center at 7411 Rockfish Road. Precinct Stony Point 02, code G10A, District 7, location Lighthouse Baptist Church, 5991 Rockfish Road. Precinct West Area 1, code G2E-1, District 3. Location, College Lakes Recreation Center at 4945 Rose Hill Road, Precinct West Area 2, code G2E-2, District 3, location Warrenwood Elementary School, 4618 Rose Hill Road. That concludes the listing of precincts and voting locations. Voters in the following precincts will receive a mailing directing them to go to another precinct for the primary only. Those precincts are Cross Creek 09, Cross Creek 15, or, for both primary and November election, Judson-Vander, Pierce's Mill 2B and 3. Now, instructions on how to vote by mail as an absentee ballot. Any registered voter may vote by mail. No excuse or special reason is needed. Use the official request form at DEMNC.CO/ABSFORM or NCSBE.gov. Call toll-free 866-522-4723 for information. That's 866-522-4723 or visit DEMNC.CO/mail for help. The request form must be signed by the voter or the voter's near relative. That term is defined on the back of the form. It must be received, not just sent, at the County Board of Elections by 5 o'clock p.m. 1 week before Election Day, so the Tuesday before Election Day. A ballot and return envelope will then be mailed to the voter. Follow all the directions carefully, including having two witnesses or a notary sign and include their addresses on the envelope form. To be counted, the voter or near relative must return the ballot to the Board of Elections office by 5 o'clock p.m. on Election Day or by mail so it is postmarked by 5 o'clock p.m. on Election Day and received at the Elections office by 3 business days later. Take it inside the post office and request a hand-canceled postmark if the deadline is near. Mailing takes 2 first-class stamps. There are 3 ways to vote for the Fayetteville Mayor and City Council. All city voters elect the mayor, but you only elect the city council member for your own district. Voters in District 2 or 6 need to vote in the October 8th primary. Voters who live in other districts only vote in the November election. The council makes decisions that affect virtually every part of your life, but you decide who wins. Method number 1 is early voting. You can vote September 18 to October 4th for the primary, October 16th to November 1st for the general election. Voting early is often a good option, especially if you've moved or have not voted in several years. You can also register as a new voter in the county during early voting. Method number 2, mail-in absentee voting. Any registered voter may use this method. No special reason is needed. And method number 3, vote on Election Day. That's October 8th for the primary and November 5th for the general election. On Election Day, go to your precinct's polling place. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. If you are in line by 7:30 p.m., you'll be able to vote. To find your precinct's poll, go to dmcnc.co/distr or call the local Board of Elections at 910-678-7733. If you go to the wrong polling place in your city and don't have time to get to your precinct, ask to use a provisional ballot. For questions, call the hotline 888-OUR-VOTE or 888-687-8683. That's 888-687-8683.